it's Maila that the Atz was chosen. So earlier the Rebbe explained that the level of Kumi, Oiri, Kiva Oirech, that Oiri is the Neshama, and Kiva Oirech is Toira, is Megala, the Maila of a Yid Shereshidin, which is even higher. It is Kiva Oirech because it's your Oirech, because of the Maila that is in the Neshama, but it's Nizgala through Toira. In the previously here, the Rebbe explained that this is similar to the advantage of the body of a Yid, the Guf, connection to Hashem, which is Bechira, to the level of Atzmus, even more than the Bonim Atem, than the connection of the Neshama, which is a natural Ava Tivis, but it's still defined by the Ava. The Ava is Tevis Mokav, it's not Atzmus itself. So the Rebbe wants to say that we can actually say that this is the meaning in Kumi Oiri Kiva Oirech. That when the Oirech, Kumi Oiri Kiva Oirech, the Oirech of the Eivishter says, when the Oirech of the Neshama works with the Guf and is Megale, the Oiri, the Maila of the Neshama works in Megale, the Maila of the Guf, that is Kumi Oiri, that begins to shine and you get that level of connection. Let's look inside now. Bizeh yesh loymar pirush kumi oiri kivoirech. She oirech hu oire de neshama. Oirech, that's the light of the neshama. The kumi oiri, what does it mean? Get up and shine. Hu shal yidei ha oire de neshama. Do the light of the neshama, which is kivo oirech, your oirech has come. Hitzricha Lavid ba oirech, she tzricha lavid ba gufu lo yir oiso, that she needs to work. The oirecho is the oire of the neshama, that through the oire of the neshama, which is oirecho, he tzricha lavid ba gufu lo yir oiso, she needs to work with the body and to illuminate it. Shai deizen izgale in yenayla yoyser mehirsha neshama, even a higher level than the level of Eircho, the level of Eiri. Al derech shenizbayir le'il, binyan be'Eircho nira Eir. As we say before in the Pasuk in Tehillim, in your light we'll see light. Eir shenira al yidei Eircho. The Eir that became visible through the Eircho. They were learned through the Torah. That was Megale, that Yidin, Tzavez b'nei Yisrael, Tzavez b'nei Yidin, not even higher. That is Nizgala through the Eircho, and that is Nayla Yesem Eircho. That's a higher level than the Eircho. So similarly, through the Eircho, the Eir Neshama is Nizgala, the Eiri of the Guf. Ches, v'hine mevayir kvet kedushas merichom admur b'mamori divra maschel kimcha mekir chayim hanal. He is my in the Maimer Shaposik, Ki imcha mekir chayim hu maimer knesses lisroel knesses Yisroel laKodesh Baruch Hu bizman haGolus. So the Friedrich Rebbe teaches that this is a saying of the Yidden, the knesses Yisroel, during exile. Especially during exile, we have the Eibishter saying knesses Yisroel saying to Hashem Baruch Nirer. Hine, why dafke bizman haGolus? The thirst to godliness during the time of exile is greater than in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. As the Baal Shem Tov, whose birthday is in Chayelu, teaching is Al HaPosik. Tzom Alucho Nafshi Kom Lucho B'sori B'eres Siyiv O'yiv B'limoyim Kein B'Kodesh Chazisichu. My soul thirsts, it says, and my flesh and is yearning to Hashem in a parched land that no water. And he prays, the Baal Shem Tov says, Kein b'kodesh chazisicha, that even when there is the revelations and when there's kodesh, I should be able to have that same level of thirst what I had when there was no water. That's in time of golos. That's where we thirst. We don't see. It's a parched land, a dry, a tired land. There's no water. Here we say, so we should see you in holiness. Halavai b'kodesh chazisicha. Kein b'kodesh means I wish that when we had all, when we have the kodesh, I would see you in the same way, with that same thirst, with that same yearning, as in the time of golus. Ubizman ha-golus, ayimeres k'nes Yisrael ha-kodesh baruch. During the time of golus, the k'nes Yisrael says to the Eibish Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Master of the world, ki imcha mekoyer chayim berch nidair. Taish from the Friedrich Rebbe, midir Rebbeinu Shalaylam is the kval fun lebem. With you, Master of the world, is the well of life. Midain lichtekeit zen mir lichtekeit. It is with your light that we see light. Vapiyam vur liyosif alef, apit roshus hayalkut. So, if this is the taich in Be'urcha Nira Eir in the Pasuk in Tehillim, and according to said before, based on the Yalkut, that the Shekumi Eirik Va'erech, while Derech Be'urcha Nira Eir, that we connect these two psukim, that when we say Kumi Eirik in a Pasuk in Yeshaya of the Avtoira, is it associated? Kumi Eirik Va'erech is similar to Be'urcha Nira Eir. Yesh Leimar. So therefore, just like the Friedrich Rebbe teaches, ki imcha mekir chayim in zmein ha-golus, yesh leimer shagam maim ha-kodesh baruch hu l'knesses Yisrael. That also what the Eibishter says, k'nei Yisrael, kumi oyri kivore oyrich. Come, oyri, come and shine, because oyrich has already come. Hagam shemipash saloshin kivore oyrich shekvar bo. It seems already that we're talking in time of Geula, Kiva Oirech, not in the time of Golus, like we're saying in the other Pasi. But we have to say, because of the comparison of Gam Bizman HaGolus, also goes, Hain Shagam Bizman HaGolus. So the Rebbe teaches this, therefore the Kumi Oiri, come and shine Kiva Oirech, even in the time of Golus, before the real Oirech has come, the Geula. That also in the Golos, ubefrat biyom macharein da Golos, especially in the later last days of Golos, efshari, it's possible, but tzorich li yisayinyan, it's possible. We need to have the idea, the kumi oiri, come and shine, kivo oirech, because the light has there come. Hein b'negei leira neshama, that the neshama, kivo oirech, the light of the neshama, your light, the light of neshama. That the light of the neshama illuminates and raises oiri, my shine, so that the work of the neshama is with the guf. And through our work and service in the time of exile, especially the idea of kumi oirech kivo oirech, which is working the neshama with the body, we hasten and we bring closer even more the future redemption. Then it will be kumi oiri, stand up and raise up my and shine, raise up and shine. Kivoyrech Hashem is saying, because the Erech has come already, literally, Shekhbar Bo. Ubaifin shall zrizus in a quick way, kisiv v'choysim haftoida, as the end and the seal of the haftoida, achisheno, very hastily and very quickly.